It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Tuesday, February 13th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks.
I'm pleased to meet you. My name's Nick.
Nick? What does that mean?
Nothing. My dad thought of it while he was shaving.
And if you're like Nick Rivers in Top Secret, you'll be happy to know that today is Get a Different Name Day. And I thank WellCat.com for allowing me to say so. If you hate your birth name, just today, you may change it to whatever you wish and have the right to expect colleagues, family, and friends to use it. Actors, the lucky lot, are always changing their names. Kim Novak, born on this date in 1933, was first Marilyn Antonia Novak. And Stockard Channing,
I got so many hickeys, people would think I'm a leper.
Channing was first known as Susan Williams, and she was born today in 1944. When she played teenager Rizzo in the movie Grease, she was 34, but on her 28th birthday, interestingly enough, Grease the play opened on Broadway. That was today in 1972. The first Rizzo was Adrienne Barbeau.
I don't drink or swear, I don't rack my hair, I get ill from one cigarette. Keep your fill.
The Blue Danube Waltz by Johann Strauss. It premiered on this date in Vienna in 1867, which was exactly 1 year after an historically important bank robbery in the U.S. The Clay County Savings Bank in Liberty, Missouri, this date in 1866, was the scene of the country's first daytime bank robbery in peacetime, and it was the first of the many robberies of Jesse James and the James Gang. Also tied to this date, Bruno Hauptmann.
I'm absolutely innocent of the crime of murder.
Bruno Hauptmann claiming innocence shortly after being found guilty of the kidnapping and murder of the Lindbergh baby. That verdict handed down on this date in 1935. Moving forward to World War II.
Because General MacArthur had a little more time than the Japanese to set up his defenses in those mountains, he was able to move heavier guns into position. The artillery duel that was fought today, and which our side won, is a tribute, then, to General MacArthur's astute military leadership.
Broadcaster William Winter spoke those words on this date in 1942. And it was on this date in 1945 in the European theater that the British Royal Air Force, with help from the U.S. Army Air Force, began the firebombing of Dresden. It would continue for 3 days. At least 25,000 Germans would lose their lives. The earliest estimate, one made by Goebbels' propaganda ministry, was 300,000.
That's what the sign out in front of my office says. Pat Novak for hire. You gotta put it in block letters, because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, there's a price tag on everything. You gotta do that or marry a rich widow. I don't like to work that hard.
Jack Webb's first radio crime drama, Pat Novak for Hire, went national on this date in 1949. The show would last just 4 months, but then Dragnet would follow. Birthdays today, Alvin York, 1887, Tennessee Ernie Ford, 1919, and Peter Tork, 1942. Finally, for this 13th day of February, it was today in 1976 that a certain hairstyle began sweeping the nation, when Dorothy Hamill won her figure skating gold medal in Innsbruck. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. Thanks to Thomas and Ruth at WellCat.com. Their Get a Different Name Day was used with permission.
You are named after the dog.
More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for business and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.